Hi, welcome to This Expat Life. My name is Amanda Maxime, and as a certified coach, I help high-achieving expats find more fulfillment and happiness in their global lives. Because while life abroad is often amazing, it is not only rainbows and butterflies, as all experienced expats know. In This Expat Life, I open up space for all facets of life abroad and what you can do to thrive in it. And to support you in your personal, professional, and geographic life transitions, I share tips, tell relatable stories, and connect with fellow expats. Whether you've just moved abroad or you are a seasoned expat, This Expat Life is your place to find real understanding and to grow from the inside out. Enjoy the show. Hello, you guys. I am back in The Hague, back home. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see a very familiar background. I'm back in my living room in very peaceful, quiet, lush green The Hague. And I'm not going to say how I feel about being back home. Because actually, that is the question that I've been getting from so many people. How do you feel now that you're back home? And I'm going to share about how I'm feeling. But I first want to go back a little bit in time, and that is the time that I was just about to leave Rio, because a lot of people also ask me, how do you feel about leaving Rio? And my honest answer was really, I don't feel a lot. No, I need to nuance this a little bit. I was pretty done with Rio. I was happy to leave Rio. Maybe that is something that you already noticed in my last personal episode two episodes ago. Where I shared a very honest opinion of what it was like living as a digital nomad who likes working in Ipanema in Rio. And I think in between the lines, you could already hear that I wasn't super happy over there. I was really ready to leave. And I love my first 3 months in Rio. I had so much fun. I felt so relaxed. But there was a shift inside of me that at some point, especially in my last 2-3 months, that I just really wanted to work. And I'm super ambitious. I'm full of ideas. And I felt that Rio didn't really match that vibe. Rio is very laid back. It's all about having fun. It's about going to the beach. And I found the city pretty repetitive and I missed corporate vibes. So yeah, I was pretty ready to leave Rio. I think actually I was already done with Rio about 6 weeks before my actual departure date, but I decided to sit it out. And in the end, it was all fine. But yeah, I don't know. I was ready to leave Rio. But then so many people ask me about, like, how do you feel about going back? And I was like, I don't know. I don't feel a lot. Like, normally when you move abroad or when you move back home, it's this big thing. It's an emotional thing. There's maybe a lot to take care of. It does something with you. And I just didn't feel anything. And I was a bit like, is this okay? Because as a coach, I always speak about, like, make space for your emotions. So I was wondering, am I subconsciously numbing something? Am I subconsciously not trying to feel something? But it wasn't that. I think it was just more that I've been so used to moving countries that, especially these 6 months in Rio, it wasn't such a big deal. To me, it just felt like a long, well, I wouldn't call it holiday because I was working a lot, but like a long, I don't know, not really a long period abroad. And so 6 months felt like peanuts to me. And moving back was just about, you know, getting my suitcases ready and take the plane back home, which I did. And because I think I was pretty ready to leave Rio, I didn't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss this so much. And oh my gosh, it's going to be so bad moving back to the Netherlands. No, I didn't feel any of that. I also didn't particularly feel like so excited to move back home. I was excited about my cats, seeing my family, my friends, just being in my own house for a little bit instead of these crappy Airbnbs that I was staying at. I was excited about all those parts, but just for a couple of weeks or so. For a long time, actually, I felt like, okay, I'm ready to leave Rio. I want to recharge my batteries for a couple of weeks in the Netherlands, but the thought of staying in the Netherlands indefinitely, it just made me feel like, eh, I'm not sure if I want that. It just didn't also match what I wanted or what I felt like. And actually, moving back home, I felt a little bit like hopping onto an old timeline. So this was before I started not feeling anything at all. So maybe like 2 months before I actually left, I had this feeling of like, okay, I want to go home to recharge my batteries. But I don't see myself moving back there for an indefinite period. I think I want to go on to the next adventure again in fall. Because moving back home felt like an old timeline, and I like to go forward with every big decision that I make. I want to hop onto a new timeline so there's progress in my life. And moving back home felt a bit like going back to a timeline I already knew. So it was a bit of an ambiguous feeling. And then in my final weeks, I was really ready to leave Rio. And I was just like, let's just get it over with. Let's just go back. I actually even contemplated changing my departure date and moving back earlier. But that wasn't really an option. So yeah, I was ready to leave. But I didn't feel so much. Like, I didn't feel the big emotional wave that comes with a move back home or a move anywhere. So I was like, okay, that's interesting. And then when I got here, now that everyone is asking me, how is it to be back home? I can honestly say that it is amazing. I am so happy here. As I'm recording this, I see my dear cat Bobby jumping onto the table. And, you know, I'm just so happy being back with my cats and being in my own house. But there's more than just my own home and my cats. Especially in the first week, I felt so mesmerized by small things. The fact that there's delicious and safe tap water, like in an unlimited supply, that to me was wild. I remember thinking, oh, I'm thirsty. And then like right away, I saw an image popping up of carrying bottles from the supermarket. And I was like, oh, I don't need to do that anymore. I can just drink water here. What? That was really funny. There were other small things, like that there are people working in cafes. You know, I went to a cafe around the corner to drink a few coffees and do some work there. And I wasn't the only one. There were more people there. And the fact that you can sit, you know, anywhere with your laptop and still feel safe, that to me as well was like, wow. I overall felt really safe in Ipanema, but safety was always on my mind. Like, I did think about things. If I went out at night, where am I going? What should I bring with me? What should I wear? Like, should I wear my watch or not? I wore it most of the times. But even though I felt safe, it did cost me headspace. I did think about it. There are other small things like, well, actually, this is not a small thing, but because it feels really big to me, but I just feel so spacious here. And there is so much space, like in my neighborhood. Like, it's a pretty much a residential area, nice buildings, nice houses. And in Rio, there were just like big buildings. And I remember walking a lot in Ipanema, and with the big buildings and the big, beautiful trees over there, I actually didn't get so much sunlight when you walk there. Whereas here, like, it just feels more open. There, it feels like there's more space, which is really funny because I never feel so spacious in the Netherlands, because the Netherlands is one of the most dense populated countries in Europe per square kilometer. And yeah, I just feel so spacious here, but also spacious in the days, because I came back home in summer, which was a very intentional decision. And the days are so long here. The sun, I don't know, it's still light at like 10:30, 10:45, or lightish. And that to me is just like, wow, because in Rio, I would work a full day. And then around 5 or 6, I was finishing work and I just wanted to take a walk, you know, and get some sunlight. But no, it was winter there. So there was no sun anymore after 5:30, which was really annoying. And here, there's just so much light. And that makes the days feel so long. And that makes me feel so spacious in my days. So that is another thing. Then also my beautiful home. It feels very spacious. I'm, you know, this is a stream of thoughts that I'm launching onto you. I'm going from here to there, probably. I didn't prepare this episode at all. It's just a personal update that I wanted to share with you. But speaking of my home, I moved in here in 2020 in the pandemic. And 3 weeks after I moved back to the Netherlands, and I think I was in my house for like a week and a half, maybe, my dad very unexpectedly died. And this was also the time that I just started a new job at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And my whole world crumbled down. And I was officially at home, but I didn't feel at home because this was a whole new house. And it wasn't even finished. I didn't have curtains. Some lamps, or most lamps, weren't hanging. And then my dad died. And then I had to take care of so many things and had to deal with so many deep emotions that it was a really tough time. It was also in the pandemic. A lot of bad other things happened. I shared about this in previous episodes. And that made me feel really low for quite some time. And the consequence of that, at least in my perception, was that there was a lot of negative energy stored in this house because so many things happened in the 3.5 years that I lived here. I was just here, like dealing with my grief, with my sadness, with my anger, with my fear. My dad passed away, my mom passed away, my grandma passed away, a friend passed away, my heart got broken twice, and the pandemic. So there was a lot of really bad things going on, and I was just dealing with them alone in this house. And so this house represented a lot of negative energy for me, and also a bit of a prison because I felt really stuck here in the pandemic. You know, in Brazil, I lived in a mansion as a diplomat, and here I moved back to actually not a so tiny apartment, but I started calling it my tiny house or the sinking ship because a lot of things were going wrong in the house as well. But I just felt very locked up, also literally, because sometimes we weren't allowed to leave the house. But also I was dealing with a lot of less space, with still a lot of my own stuff, but then also with my dad's stuff, because when he died, we also had to clear his house. And so we took a bunch of his stuff back home. And so my house felt so full and so stuffed with all these negative things. And I just felt so locked up here. So yeah, those 3 years, 3.5 years that I was living here, it was a love-hate relationship with my house. I was happy I bought it. And then all those bad things happened. And then very slowly, it started to get a little bit better. But overall, I was really happy to leave. Now that I'm back, and this makes me so happy, I came back here and I was just like, wow, my house is so beautiful. It is actually so spacious. I have a really big living room that you can see if you're watching this on YouTube. It's very spacious. The rest of the house is not super spacious, but, you know, big enough. I even have like a bathtub in my bathroom. There's plenty of space. And the way that I decorated it, my best friend helped me, like, I got here and I was like, oh, wow, this is really pretty. This is not the level of coziness that and warmth and like just nice furniture that I found in my Airbnbs in Rio. I don't know. These Airbnbs are just not really nicely decorated. It's a different kind of standard, I think. And so right away, I was like, oh, wow, my beautiful home. And that was the first day. And I'm really happy to say that as I'm recording it, I've been back for over 2 weeks. I'm still loving being back in this house. Like, I just feel there's a whole new energy in it. And that makes me really happy because for a long time, I didn't feel that around the first house that I bought. So yeah, it fills me with joy and gratitude that I now really feel good in this house. So that is another thing that happened after moving back home, and which is not so small for me. It's a big thing. So yeah, that makes me happy. And so, yeah, how do I feel moving back home? I am super happy. And this was beyond my expectations. Like I said, I was ready to recharge my battery for a little bit in the Netherlands. I thought a couple of weeks will be nice. But now that, like, since I've been here, I've just been like, wow, wow, wow. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. And people saw it. They saw it on my Instagram. They saw it when they met me. They were like, wow, you're glowing. And some friend even said, like, I need to record this, what you're all saying, because in 2 months' time, I want you to listen to this again when you start to loathe the Netherlands, maybe. So I thought, yeah, let me do this. Let me record this here for you. Yeah, it's really beyond my expectations. And I thought that moving back here would just be nice to see my cats and friends and family. But I didn't expect this happiness that I feel about being in the Netherlands and in my specific home. And now I can actually see all the good things that the Netherlands has to offer, because before I left, I couldn't really see it that much anymore. I spent 3.5 years here in the Netherlands, which was the longest period ever back home or anywhere that I spent since I was 18. And if we talk about houses, it was actually since I was 15. So yeah, those 3.5 years for me were like a really long time with all these bad things happening. So my view on here wasn't so positive. But now that I'm back, I'm like, oh, wow, everyone's super friendly. Okay, it's summer, so maybe that helps. It's so quiet. This is, the first thing, I can't believe I didn't mention that before. This is the first thing that I noticed, because I was getting insane, literally insane, by the noise in Rio. Like, there wasn't a quiet minute. Like, there was noise 24/7. For 6 months, I didn't sleep well. It got a bit better in the last 3 months, but there was a time that I slept on average just 5.5 hours because of all that damn noise. And here it's just so quiet and relaxed, and I hear so many birds. And another thing that I notice as well is that, you know, those corporate vibes that I was missing, they are here. And, you know, I'm a coach. I don't work at an office. I will probably go back to my co-working spots. So I will surround myself with other people, but I'm not in a corporate environment. But yet I see it. I feel it here. So like I said, when I go to a cafe, I see other people working in the cafes. But also I see a lot of events that are going on to network. I see trainings for coaches, trainings for entrepreneurs, like things that interest me, of course, I'm looking for those. But they just pop up in my feed. I see ads for them, maybe even on the street. Like, there's just so much going on here that I didn't have in Rio. So here I see all these opportunities to develop myself personally and professionally. I had a coach session again with my own coach, but there it's just much more available here, those things. It's much more normal here. And in Rio, I guess they are there if you really search for them, but they are not like right in your face. And here I noticed that. So that makes me really happy too. So all in all, with all those things, I'm actually like, ooh, maybe I'm gonna, or probably I'm gonna stay here longer than just a few months. I had a vague idea of maybe going to Mexico or Argentina in October, November, December. But now I'm like, actually, I see a lot of value in staying here and building something here. Because I have my friends here, and I actually made a lot of friends in the last couple of years here in The Hague. But I didn't really invest in a real life here. I mean, I did, it's hard to say, but I think there was more to be done. Like, I was always traveling and stuff, and always with an eye on other countries. And when I was in a relationship, I was enjoying The Hague a lot more as well. But now that I'm here and I'm seeing all these things around me and all the possibilities and opportunities, and also like the museums to visit and the culture that is available here, I'm like, oh wow, there's so much to explore here. And there is actually so much that is going to keep me entertained for much longer than a couple of months. And the value of staying here and building something, I see that now too, because in Rio, I felt a bit alone. I shared about that, I think, in 2 episodes ago. I felt a bit alone and just a bit, at some point I was a bit stagnant, I guess. And I definitely missed having a tribe around me of other digital nomads who were staying there longer, or like digital entrepreneurs with a lot of ambition. And yeah, I see the value now of creating that tribe again, but also beyond professional stuff, just like building something up here in The Hague and really becoming a citizen of The Hague and not just someone who lives here. So I've seen the light. Finally, it took me some years, but I've seen the light of staying somewhere and really making it your home, and not just in the house that you live in, but also in the city that you live in. So yeah, I'm really, really happy to be back home. And I wanted to finalize this episode with insights or tips or reasons why I'm so happy that are not related to all the things that I just mentioned, so that you can apply it to if you're going back home. Because I was actually, I got a lot of messages from people saying, also my coachees, they were saying, oh, Amanda, it's so nice seeing you being so happy back home, because that gives me hope as well. They had just returned home, or they were about to leave the host country and return home. And they were a bit like, oh, I don't feel like going back home, or I've been back, but I'm afraid to fall back into old patterns or become the old me again, as if all my time abroad has just been erased. And them seeing me so happy really gave them hope. So I was really happy to hear that, because yeah, I always want to help other people and inspire other people with my actions if I can. So yeah, that made me really happy to hear that. And I was thinking, like, what are some things that help me in this? And one of the things is that I intentionally chose a good day to move back. So sometimes you cannot control this, but I intentionally chose early July to move back, because I wanted to have like a decent period in Rio, 6 months. But I also didn't want to miss out on summer. I live in The Hague, which is, my house is 10 minutes from the beach by bike. I absolutely love summer here. Like, I never go abroad really in summer, because I've got everything I need here. And so I didn't want to miss out on that. And I knew I'm happiest during summer. So this was a good moment for me to come back. So I intentionally chose this day to come back. A lot of people told me like, oh, you came back in the right period, like as if it's luck. And I'm like, no, it's a very intentional decision. So that is one thing. If you can control that, choose a wise date. And another thing that I think helped this time was that this is not my first move back home. Let me see, you know, after I spent a year and a half in South America, then I moved back home. I went 6 months to Argentina, went home quickly for 2 weeks in between, then moved to London. After London, I've moved back home. Then I moved to Brazil, and then I moved back home. And now again, I'm moving back home. So this is not my first rodeo. And I know when you move back home, there's a lot of things coming at you, especially reverse culture shock that can hit you if you're not prepared for it. And it definitely hit me last time. But now I was prepared for it. I knew what to expect. So I went really relaxed into the move. So it helps if you've done it before. And maybe that actually gives you the nerves because last time it didn't work out for you that well. Just tell yourself, I've done it before. So this time it will be easier. That's definitely something that always helps me. And then another thing is that I intentionally took some time off just before my departure date and especially a few days after coming back home. Now, maybe this is normal for some people, but I am an entrepreneur. So if I don't work, I don't make money and I love my work. So it's very, very difficult for me to take time off, like completely time off. But I did it this time, like a full week that I didn't even open anything on my laptop because I knew I need space in my head, in my heart, in my days, to really take it in that I've moved back. Because it's so easy to just be like, okay, I'm moving back. And then, you know, there's so many people wanting to see you. You only have to say yes to invitations. Maybe your job starts 2 days later, or you need to redecorate your house. It's so easy to jump on that super busy train. And I wanted to be present while I was in those busy days. And one thing that I could definitely control was my work. And I decided I'm not going to work for a full week because I want to make space for emotions if they are there. But I also want to be intentional about how I'm moving back home, especially because I was in a bit of a funk a couple of weeks prior to my departure date in Rio. And I realized I made some mistakes, which I will talk about in the next episode. And I thought I want to avoid ending up in the same situation again, even though it's a different environment. But, you know, you bring yourself wherever you go. And I thought I want to be intentional about how I move back here and how I fill my days. Because before you know it, those first days become the foundation of your new habits or of old habits. Like, it's so easy also to jump back onto the train that you left behind. Like here, back home, I left all my furniture in my home. I had a cat sitter for 6 months. My personal stuff was in storage. And it's very easy to just put everything back to where it was. But I intentionally thought, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to switch it up a little bit so that it also feels new to me. And it's so easy to go to the same cafe where I always work, to have the same routines, daily routines, work, do some groceries, work, go to my gym. It's so easy to fall back to that because those were the habits you left behind and the routines you left behind, and they're just waiting for you to be picked up again. But I really thought I want to be intentional about this so that I'm not just mindlessly saying yes to things that were waiting for me here or to invitations that are coming my way, but to really choose intentionally the things that make me feel good and how I want to live my life also going forward. So that definitely helped as well. And another thing that I'm doing is that I am someone who actually falls easily back into routines. Like, I love to explore the world and travel all the time, but like when I'm in one place, I fall back into like routines, and sometimes hard for me to get out of that. And so I challenge myself to do as many new things as I could, to also keep feeding myself that newness that I also found always abroad. That is one thing that a lot of expats miss when they move back home, is that everything is just so the same back home, and they miss getting their senses stimulated in another country where you need to speak another language every day, where the food is different, where the habits are different, where life is just very different. So to continue feeding myself with that newness, I am intentionally, again, adding new things to my life. So new cafes to work from, a new gym class, perhaps, I still need to do that one. Maybe a new running route, maybe a visit to a museum, maybe making some new friends. It's that kind of stuff that I'm adding consciously to my life so that I can keep having that new vibe that I love so much. So maybe that helps you as well. But yeah, this was a personal update about how I've been feeling back home beyond expectations. Now let's see also if it's gonna last. I have a good feeling about it personally, but yeah, you never know. So let's see in a couple of months how I'm feeling, and then I'll listen back to this episode. But for now, it's just amazing being back here and enjoying all the small privileges really that I've been lacking in Rio, like safety and safe and delicious tap water, but also being really close to the people that I love and animals, because yeah, I've really missed them. So you notice if you're an expat, you lived abroad and you had to miss your loved ones for a long time, you know how amazing it is to be close to them again and that it's not something you take for granted. So yeah, makes me really happy. All right, that was my personal update. And if any of this resonated with you or you really enjoyed hearing my experience, maybe giving you some inspiration, or you have another tip that you want to add, or you just want to share how it's been for you, let me know. I love receiving your DMs about the podcast. It makes me really happy to know that people are listening and that you take some value out of it. So feel free to share something via DM on Instagram or LinkedIn. I'm there every single day. I love reading it. So my digital door is very open. And I would also be very happy if you could leave a review for this expat life. Okay, talk to you soon again. Have a good day.